Investing in Experiences by the 100-Year Lifestyle. Day in and day out, most of us go to work at a mundane job. This ends up taking up most of our time. We look forward to our weekends, and we're ready to spend time relaxing and getting our minds off work. When payday hits, our moods immediately improve. We can't wait to spend our money on whatever we want because we worked hard for it and deserve it. But before you run out and buy the latest smartphone, game console, or kitchen appliance, consider investing your money in experiences, memories that you'll have for the rest of your lifetime. Unlike tangible items, memories stay with you forever. People who have walked on the Great Wall of China, strolled through Times Square in New York, and audited the Eiffel Tower in France tend to remember those moments forever. Of course, there are items that you have to survive and that bring you joy in the process. You have to spend money on things like this quite often. But in the midst of this, make time to spend your money on experiences. When we buy items, we typically get tired of them early on. When you travel or try something new altogether, the entire experience is brand new at all times, keeping your mind healthy and busy, not to mention your body, too. With new experiences often comes a lot of walking, sightseeing, or hiking, keeping you physically and mentally working at your best. Experiences don't last forever, which is part of the reason we enjoy them so much. We spend time getting excited for an event, undergo the event, then come home. Even if the event didn't meet our expectations, it was still something to do to keep us stimulated. Because we eventually come home and resume normal life, we hold on extra tight to those memories and begin planning for the next one. We are always chasing that excited and nervous anticipation we feel before going on a trip. We rarely feel that for long when we get a new item. In the end, our experiences make up who we are as a person. Without the valuable life events, good and bad, we wouldn't be who we are today. Our possessions aren't what make us unique. We can like them very much and be thankful for them, but they don't change us in the way that travel, concerts, hot air balloon rides, scuba diving, safaris, or amusement parks can. Find a provider.